got no home, no place to roam. Ain't got no home, no place to roam.
It's perfectly simple. Just take the knob and turn it clockwise. What are we supposed to do? Spend the rest of our lives in a house without windows? Now here is the living room.
Hey, good afternoon, and welcome to the Reach Radio Show. This is the place for all the coolest real estate news and money-saving tips. We offer home buying facts and community event information. Our mission at Reach is placing families in a home, not just a house. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy, along with Steve Cody and our Clock Jock show producer, Rick Snyder. Reach counselors say if you're looking for a place to call home, today's real estate market is open and ready for you. To get started, call the good folks at Reach right now and let them know you're looking for a place to call your own. Reach counselors have the latest information about how you may benefit from their newly acquired inventory of South Florida properties. The toll-free number for Reach, 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. Or you may check out our website at www.reachforhousing.com. housing.org. That's Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Coming up on today's show, it's summertime and the kids are in the pool or at the beach. And you want to know what happens when kids and water get together? Anna Stewart is here to tell us all about it. Then Steve Cody checks in at the bottom of the hour with the latest real estate news and some twisted news that would take a screw gun to figure it out. So stay tuned for that. And in our Hammer the Scammer segment, Rick Snyder has discovered some scams that will make you want to go hut, two, three, four while you're marching to the military scam. Grab your hammers and prepare to... There you go. Then our house segment presents Carlton Thompson. He's our resident press control freak. He was here to tell us what the summer weather may be doing to your green, green grass. You're about 35 minutes away from our house. And, of course, Reach's Spotlight Home of the Week. We'll show you how the good folks at Reach can make this house your home. Check out the new Reach website and take a look for yourself at www.reachforhousing.org and click on the property listings button. But right now, let's take a look at South Florida's latest real estate headlines brought to you by ReachForHousing.org, your HUD-approved counseling agency. Here with the headlines is Reach Radio's consistently random voice of wisdom and full-time news orator, Steve Cody.
Thank you, sir. Non-bank lenders increasingly are giving home loans to borrowers who recently went through a foreclosure or a short sale or even a bankruptcy, sometimes approving applicants who went through foreclosure just months or even weeks earlier. Experts are saying that mortgage originations will reach $5 billion this year for borrowers who recently recovered from a major financial setback. Habitat for Humanity of South Palm Beach County has been very busy in Southwest Del Rey. They built 4 new houses. We'll tell you about it. Also, Florida's Attorney General Pam Bondi is trying to stop a voter initiative that would allow state residents to buy solar energy generated from their neighbors instead of from the big utilities. Bondi has come to the aid of FPL to oppose a ballot amendment that would prevent the government and state utilities from imposing any legal barriers to people who want to sell electricity to their neighbors. Representatives Pat Murphy and Carlos Cabello want to extend a law that limits annual flood insurance premium hikes. The law currently covers owners of primary residence. They want to expand that. And there's a federal judge in Texas that awarded a woman nearly $230,000 because a cable company harassed her with 153 robocalls, even after she complained to him. We'll have her story. And you might remember David Stern. He was once Florida's attorney in charge of a so-called foreclosure mill law firm that operated at one point as many as 100,000 foreclosures and grossed $260 million. He's still in the bucks. He's selling a big estate. And an important new fair housing regulation aimed at promoting diverse, inclusive communities and overcoming the negative effect of segregation was issued this week by the Department of Housing and Urban Development. And plus, we have the obligatory story that makes you want to go, mm-mm, what? That's coming up at the bottom of the hour.
Perfect. When we return, it's summer, it's hot, and the kids are in the pool. And that could be a formula for disaster. Find out why in 90 seconds or so. Did you know, according to the Center for Disease Control, the leading cause of accidental death for children 5 and under is drowning?
Ain't got no home, or no way to roam. Ain't got no home, or no place to roam. I'm a lonely boy.
Concerned about your future? Don't know how to make it right? How will you get your credit back? Where will your family live? The financial crisis has become very personal. Sleepless nights, not sure how you can hang on. Reach out and let Reach work with you toward financial and housing stability again. The good folks at Reach are waiting for your call. They're a 501c3 HUD-approved organization with a heart. Contact a Reach certified counselor today at 855-48-REACH or email housing@reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Check out their webpage and success stories at reachforhousing.org. Call 855-48-REACH. That's 855-487-3224. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Most of the services are free, so reach out. They'll reach back. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam.
Hey, welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host, and Housing Heffy, letting you in on a Reach Radio special. Are you done with renting? You want to eliminate your monthly rent payment? If that's your goal, you need to know about Reach's first-time homebuyer workshops. The next workshop is Sunday, July 19th from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the Reach's offices located in Palm Beach Gardens. If you can't make that one, not to worry. The next Palm Beach Gardens workshop is August the 16th. And in Miami Kendall, their next workshop is tomorrow, July 12th. And their next first-time homebuyer workshop would be August the 9th. Registration starts at 12:30. The class starts at 1. There is a $49 fee for this HUD-approved workshop, but it includes food and beverages. And if you didn't pre-register, you're covered. Just pay at the door. Folks, these classes fill up fast because they're limited. There's only so much seating available. So if you don't want to stand in the corner and catch the class, you might want to pre-register. For directions and additional information about Reach's first-time homebuyer workshop, call the good folks at Reach right now, 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. The first-time homebuyer's workshop is mandatory if you would like to qualify for government assistance and other loan programs. Now, we say this every week, first-time homebuyer is a person who hasn't owned a home in the last 3 years. So take advantage of that. Give Reach a call right now, 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224.
This is Reach Radio in South Florida on 1230 WBZT and everywhere in America on iHeartRadio.
All right. Our first guest is the manager of the Drowning Prevention Coalition of Palm Beach County. She holds a bachelor's degree of science in criminal justice and a master's degree in public administration. Anna Stewart currently sits on the board of directors for the National Water Safety Congress. Anna, welcome to the Reach Radio Show again.
Thank you. I'm really excited to be here.
It's great. Well, we had a great time the last time you were here, and I believe it was just about summertime. So we're in the right neighborhood as far as kids are in the pool, and there's a lot of water safety programs around. And let's just start off first and find out just exactly what the Drowning Drowning Prevention.
At least we try.
Let's teach people how to drown. Yes, that's good. No, you know, what do you do over there?
Our organization is a governmental organization. Right. We are funded by the Palm Beach County Board of County Commissioners and the Children's Services Council of Palm Beach County. And basically our job is to educate the 1.3 million people in Palm Beach County about the importance of water safety and drowning prevention. And we primarily do this in three different ways. One is we provide free water safety swim lessons for children that qualify, that are 3 through 12. We go into elementary schools, middle schools, high schools, do adult programming. Anybody who's willing to listen to us talk, we will go for free to do really fun water safety program.
Wow.
And on the weekends at health and safety fairs, we hand out drowning prevention materials. So in those three
you know, it's
ways
such,
we do, it, we right. prevent drowning.
It prevent, yeah. You know, it's such a common thing. The water is all around us, and yet it's killing certain people. And again, because of education, right?
I think the main issue that people need to realize is that it can happen to you. That is, it's just a mindset that people have to remember that it can happen to you, regardless of whether or not you know how to swim.
Yeah, I know. I know some guys. They're tough guys. I'm a tough guy. It's not going to happen to me.
Well, you ask those families who have actually lost a child, and they would tell you, never in my wildest imagination would I've ever thought that this would have happened to me, because I watch my children I have the necessary precautions in place, but, you know, a child can drown in the time it takes to answer a telephone.
Exactly. And speaking of telephone, let's give out your phone number so we can let people call you and get some more information. It's 561-616-7068.
Correct.
Is there an extension or anything?
Nope, that is directly to me.
Woohoo!
You get personalized service when you call the Drowning Prevention Coalition.
That's if you're drowning in pain, and you might want to call Anna Stewart, 561-616-7068. I'm sure she would come out to your group or organization and give a little spiel on drowning safety, right?
I love it.
You know, when we opened the segment, we said that the number one cause of death, accidental death, mm-hmm. for children 5 and under is drowning.
Drowning. And why do you think that is?
Has to be what we just said, a poor education or parents aren't paying attention.
That is correct. And most people get that wrong. They think, oh, the child doesn't know how to swim. That's a great answer. But that's not the number one reason why children drown. It's a lapse in adult supervision. The reality is you can't watch a child 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But if I were to ask you, do you watch your children? What are you going to tell me?
Sure I do.
And then I say to you, well, you do sleep at some point, don't you?
Well, no. Yes, of course we do. Yeah.
So you can't watch your child while you're sleeping.
Right.
So you can't. So basically, that's why you have to have the layers of protection in place. So if one mechanism fails, there's another in place to prevent a tragedy. You know, the door alarms, the isolation fencing around the pool.
Yeah.
But it's not just children that drown. Everybody is susceptible to drowning regardless of your age, race, gender, socioeconomic background, and your swimming capability.
Yeah, death doesn't care about any of that stuff.
No, it really doesn't. And you look at Usher's son, you look at Jack Nicklaus's grandson. These are individuals very affluential that Jack Nicklaus lost his grandson and Usher had a near drowning with his child, but
right.
It doesn't matter. Drowning doesn't care who you are.
That's right. They're not politically correct.
They are not politically correct.
Well, no, we can't let this child drown because I got you. At what age do they start teaching children to swim?
A lot of the aquatic facilities throughout Palm Beach County start at 6 months of age. But it's more or less of a water acclimation class, getting the face wet, blowing bubbles, and things of that nature. It's usually when they're 3 years of age that they are in a group where they start learning the fundamental skills of learning to save themselves, floating, getting to the side. But there's also different programs that offer survival swimming, where the child learns how to, if they fall in, to pop up to the surface, to turn over and float while they're wearing their clothes.
Mm-hmm.
That is a survival class, which is quite different than a water acclimation class.
So the kids that go to that are probably a little bit older, 6, 7, 8.
Mm. Well, the water safety class where the person where the child tries to save themselves, they start at 6 months and goes to 6 years of age.
How can they do that? 6 months?
It's unbelievable. You have to go see it yourself. It's through sensory touch because at 6 months of age, children can't talk.
Right.
But the individuals who teach these young children, they pay like over $12,000 to become one of these teachers, and it's hundreds of hours of it's craziness.
A lot of instruction. Yeah.
Right, but it's really up to the parent to determine what is best for their child.
Hmm. Folks, we're speaking with Anna Stewart. She is the manager of the Drowning Prevention Coalition of Palm Beach County, and you have more stats than I do. This is really important, folks, and if you would like for her to come out and speak to your group or if you have
Homeowners
Association would be perfect.
Right. Men's groups,
right.
Women's groups, anybody who's willing to listen to when we talk. I promise I make it fun and interactive and relevant. I mean, did you know that the third leading cause of drowning in this county are cars going into canals? Did you know that?
No.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Really? Cars and canals?
Cars going into canals, third leading cause of drowning. So when I go out and I do an adult presentation, I talk about how do you escape a sinking vehicle that goes into a body of water? That seems to be a big hook mm-hmm. in terms of getting people to come to the presentations because a lot of people say, I already know everything there is to know about you know, water safety. I watch my grandchild or my child. I don't need to learn these things.
Doesn't work that way.
But you start talking about cars and canals and people are like, oh, my goodness, that's one of the biggest fears that I've had.
And that's the what?
Third leading cause of drowning.
Third leading cause of drowning.
Yeah. First is pools, followed by the ocean, and then cars going into canals. And if you don't know how to swim, ladies and gentlemen, your likelihood of survival goes way down if your car goes into a body of water.
And another thing, I don't know if we talked about this before when you were on, but you know, when your car gets under the water and the windows are up and all that, well, if they're electric windows, which 90% of them are now, you're not rolling the window down.
Well, the whole thing is you need to get out of the car immediately as soon as your car goes into a body of water. Don't call 911. Don't call 911 because it wastes energy and time that you do not have. You could already be out of the car by that time. It has been proven that if you have electric windows that they can still work, but we don't recommend that you just rely on that solely. Get an auto, you know, rescue escape tool to smash the window and cut your seatbelt. So we want people to remember seatbelt off, windows open, children out. So these are the types of topics that we discuss at different presentations.
I love it. Folks, 561-616-7068 gets a hold of Anna Stewart, and she'll come to your house and teach you how to swim. We're going to take a little quick break here, Anna, if you don't mind. We pay some bills, is what they say. Water, water everywhere, but not a drop to drink. Who said that? We'll tell you directly after the break. Anna Stewart continues to bestow us with more water safety tips.
Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam. Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam. I'm a lonely boy.
Making home affordable. MHA can help you. Do you know your options? REACH is ready to help to make your home affordable. You may be able to lower your payment. You may be unemployed and need help. You may owe more on your house than it's worth. Or your home is no longer affordable and you want a way out. Get real help today and real answers. Contact REACH, your HUD-approved housing counselor, and learn more about making home affordable, MHA, and how you can be helped. Email REACH at housing@reachforhousing.org. REACH, the number 4, housing.org. Our phone number is 855-48-REACH. MHA, let's make your home affordable today. Don't miss out. Reach out. Email housing@reachforhousing.org, REACH the number 4, housing.org, call REACH at 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home, I know a place to roam. Ain't got no home, I know a place to roam.
Welcome back to REACH Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host, and Housing Heffy, along with Steve Cody and Rick Snyder. We've been speaking with Anna Stewart. She is the manager of the Drowning Prevention Coalition of Palm Beach County, and she sits on the board of directors at the National Water Safety Congress. Anna Stewart, thanks for hanging out through the break and coming in today.
This is awesome. I appreciate it. Thank you.
So what do you do at the Water Safety Congress?
I actually sit on the board at the Water Safety Congress, and we come up with ideas on ways in which that we can prevent drowning and near drowning throughout the country.
Okay, so people are thinking about it. It's a good thing. You know, before we took the break, we said water, water everywhere, but not a drop to drink. Some say nor any drop to drink. These are lines from The Rime of the Ancient Mariner by Samuel Taylor Coleridge, published in 1798. It's about a sailor on a becalmed ship surrounded by salt water that he cannot drink. Bet you didn't know that.
You are correct.
Know that. Well, I'm just trying to get even with you for you telling me those other stats. You know, that brings up a question, though. Should parents worry too much about children ingesting salt water while they're at the beach?
Well,
can you get too much? Or
ingesting water, period, with chlorine or salt is not a good thing. So, no, you don't want to ingest those type of liquids. You just want to make sure if you go to the beach that you always swim in front of a lifeguard.
Right.
But they are not there to babysit your children. They're there as an added layer of protection. So make sure. Go to a lifeguard at beach.
Have you seen the latest lifeguard technique or lifeguard tool? Are you ready? It's a drone. One of those quadcopters, and it carries the life preserver. Wow. So if you're out in the ocean, you're stuck, the drone takes off, flies out into the water, drops the life preserver, and you're safe.
The wonders of modern technology. Cool. Hey. Mind-blowing.
Yeah, man. I'm waiting for them to put lasers on it, so if you're too far gone, you're gone.
Well, that's how they also... this is such an interesting show. That's another way that they find out, are there sharks in the water?
That's right.
You know,
hey, you know what, Ann? I see the problem now. You don't have your seatbelt on. That's why the show is exciting. Put your seatbelt on. We've been all right. Let's go through the don'ts. I mean, yeah, everybody likes the good news do's, but let's go through the don'ts. What don't we want to do? We don't want to rely on swimming lessons. No, that's what we need, right? What's the don'ts in swimming?
Well, absolutely, we want to learn how to swim.
Absolutely,
right? But that's not just for children; it's for adults too. Because we find that if a child were drowning, and as a parent, your first instinct is to go in after that child. Well, what if you as an adult don't know how to swim and you jump in after your kid?
Sunk.
How many drownings do we have now? We have two.
Right.
Never do we recommend jumping in after somebody because you can drown also. But I know as a parent, being a parent myself, you're not going to tell me no. I'm not going to jump in after my kid. If you're going to go do that, make sure you bring a flotation device with you, particularly if you don't know how to swim. Bring like an inner tube or a pool noodle or something of that nature. Otherwise, you want to practice reach, throw, don't go. You either reach a long object out to somebody, but you lay down on the ground because if they grab onto it and they pull and you're standing up, you're going right
you're
going
on in with them, right.
So make sure you lie down on the ground. Or you want to throw them something that floats, a pool noodle. Yeah. Inner tube, an empty styrofoam cooler will float. You've already called 911 first and foremost, and you're just trying to help that person stay above water before the EMS arrives.
So give it to me again. Don't.
Reach, throw, don't go.
I love it. Reach, throw, don't go. Well,
very easy.
We do
to
that
remember.
A little different around reach here. Reach for housing, but you should reach for housing. Yeah, but don't. Yeah, that's good. That's good. You're right. How about getting down on your knee or something like that with a pole? That they could still pull you in.
They
there,
can
right?
still pull you in. Absolutely, you have to
you
lay down
lay
on the ground.
Flat.
I'll tell you what, a 4-year-old could save your life because you're lighter in water than you are on land.
Whoa. I like that.
So it's really important to teach children how to save other people. You know, especially for example, pets, children, if they see a pet go in the water, they're going to follow in. Same thing as, you know, adults. You know, pets are their children. So, you know, you have to think about these things. But oftentimes when panic, you know, comes about, you kind of lose your wits about you. And the biggest thing, don't panic.
Yeah.
Don't panic.
Panic is one part of the formula that no one can calculate until it happens. You know, I see another note here. Never assume someone else is watching your child at the pool area.
Oh, have you ever been to a commercial pool and just have looked around and see who's actually watching
exactly
their children in the pool? I'm telling you, technology has been a curse, but it's been a blessing. But people have a tendency to text on their phone, look up every few seconds, and that is not proper supervision.
Right.
So always keep an eye on the children when they are in or near water. If you get tired, you know what? Give somebody else the responsibility that it's their job to watch the pool area.
That's right. And don't be taking selfies of yourself while the kid's drowning, for crying out loud. Throw
no
the phone
selfies.
Down and jump in.
No selfies.
Well, don't jump in. Throw, right. Reach, throw.
Don't go. Don't go. You learned. Good job.
That's how it works, folks. We're speaking with Anna Stewart. She is the manager of Drowning Prevention Coalition of Palm Beach County. Their website is www.pbcgov.com. Then you put /drowningprevention, or you may call Anna directly at 561-616-7068. And I want to thank you for hanging out today, taking your Saturday and coming down here and getting involved in this mess, huh?
And what a great mess it is to be involved in. Yeah, I always love coming here. It's just
great.
Such great. And, you know, as realtors who are listening to this show, you know, if you sell homes or rent homes that have backyard swimming pools, we do have free water safety information that if you want to call our office, I'd be more than happy to give you the information to give to your clients. Because, you know, just think, it makes you look good.
That's right.
Right? That you care about your clients.
561-616-7068. Okay, we're about to launch the second half of the Reach Radio Show. Directly after the news, Rick Snyder has the rundown on military scams. If you're a vet, you just might want to get a heads up on military scams. Then Carlton Thompson, our resident pest control freak, is in our house today with some tips that will stop the summer weather from fading your green grass. We're spraying your lawn with brotherly love, and that's coming right up in our house segment. And then Reach Radio Spotlight Home of the Week is ready for your approval. Check out all the homes at reachforhousing.org. Remember to click on the property listings button in the blue menu bar. But right now, it's time for the news from our electronic palace. It's Reach Radio's real estate news at the bottom of the hour with a man who can translate tea leaves in his sleep. It's Reach Radio's effervescent new guy, Steve Cody. Tell me, how do you do that, by the way?
I have no idea. Thank you very much. Here's the news. Non-bank lenders increasingly are giving home loans to borrowers who recently went through a foreclosure or a short sale, even a bankruptcy, sometimes approving applicants who went through foreclosures just months or even weeks earlier. Experts are predicting that the mortgage originations will reach at least $5 billion this year for borrowers who recently recovered from a major financial setback. Up to $2 billion to $3 billion in 2014. It will be $5 billion next year, as we said. These mortgages often fall outside of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau's, quote, qualified mortgage definitions, and they could expose lenders to future losses, but lenders contend that they verify the applicant's income and the credit reports, and they ensure that previous credit blemishes were tied to a job loss or some other extenuating circumstance. While some lenders approve borrowers with a subprime FICO scores, in some cases as low as 500, in many cases these borrowers had high credit scores before the negative event, and they still maintain good credit scores. These lenders generally charge interest rates, though, between 5 and sometimes as high as 10%. So it's doable, but it'll cost you. Habitat for Humanity of South Palm Beach County and its partners are making a difference in Delray Beach. Since last fall, 4 new homes in southwest Delray have progressed from groundbreaking to occupancy. Also, community donations have made much of the nonprofit's work possible. About $80,000 is required to build a new home. In June, Habitat was the recipient of a $119,000 grant. The Community Foundation for Palm Beach and Martin Counties contributed the funds to support the Veterans Build Initiative. It'll benefit military families in Delray, Boynton, and Boca. If you know a military family in need of a home, have them contact HabitatSouthPalmBeach.org. That's HabitatSouthPalmBeach.org. Or if you want, here's their phone number. It's 561-819-6070. Florida's Attorney General Pam Bondi is trying to stop a voter initiative that would allow state residents to buy solar generated energy from their neighbors instead of the state's big electric utilities. Bondi has come to the aid of Florida Power and Light to oppose a ballot amendment that would prevent the government and state utilities from imposing legal barriers for people who want to power their homes in a way that eliminates doing business with one of the state's big providers. The proposed constitutional amendment would allow businesses to sell as much as 2 megawatts of power to customers on their property or on neighboring land. Florida is among only 4 states that ban sales, and the amendment backers say the current policy is designed cheaply to protect the state's big 4 investor-owned utilities. Now, if the court rules that the ballot language is constitutional, supporters of the initiative will need to submit 680,000 valid petition signatures to get the measure on the ballot. The campaign is supported by a rather unusual mix: the Florida League of Women Voters, the Florida Retail Federation, many Tea Party activists, and although conservatives oppose the measure, the Christian Coalition and several environmental groups are also in favor of it. Representative Patrick Murphy and Representative Carlos Cubello want to extend a law that limits annual flood insurance premium hikes. The law currently covers owners of primary residences, and the lawmakers want it to cover owners of second homes and rental properties. The two Florida lawmakers do face some tough opposition. Former Senator Mary Landrieu said that consideration was given to second homes in the original legislation, but lawmakers felt that people who can afford a vacation home had enough money to pay actuary rates for their flood insurance damage, obviously not taking into account that some people live off the proceeds of rental property. A federal judge has awarded a Texas woman nearly $230,000, saying that a cable company harassed her with 115 robocalls even after she complained. Judge Alvin Hellerstein in Manhattan Court ordered Time Warner Cable to make the $229,000 payment to Aresi King of Irwin, Texas. She sued last year, saying she had repeatedly asked the company to stop calling her. The judge says he tripled the $1,500 penalty for each call because Time Warner's actions were particularly egregious. King's lawyer said that the client is delighted. He says the decision sends a message to consumers to stop taking it on the chin when robocalls don't stop. David J. Stern, once the Florida attorney in charge of a so-called foreclosure mill law firm operation that once handled as many as 100,000 foreclosure cases and grossed over $250 million, no longer has his license to practice law, but he's still $10 million richer after selling oceanfront land in Hillsborough Beach. The Supreme Court disbarred the former foreclosure king in 2014 after finding he ran a law firm that robo-signed court documents as it filed thousands of foreclosures all across the state. The practice allegedly took away the due process rights of many homeowners. Now, Stern found a new source of income. He sold a 2.1-acre site on Hillsborough Mile for $10 million. That property has a tennis court, otherwise it's vacant. Stern still owns the 5,200-square-foot home on the neighboring lot. He bought both properties for $9 million back in 2008. An important new fair housing regulation aimed at promoting diverse, inclusive communities and overcoming the negative effect of segregation was issued by the Department of Housing and Urban Development. The regulation is designed to guide jurisdictions to comply with existing obligations to affirmatively further fair housing, a key provision of the 68 Fair Housing Act. It requires that state and local governments and housing authorities continue how to eliminate fair housing barriers for people of color, families with children, and people with disabilities. For the first time, HUD will provide substantial data on housing, on demographics, and other local conditions for state and local policymakers to assess them in terms of other things, the degree of segregation, concentrated poverty, and barriers to equal housing opportunities in their communities. And then there's this. Jose Caballero has been sentenced to 2.5 years behind bars for his role in what has become known as the Sex on the Beach trial. Mm. Caballero will also have to register as a sex offender for life. He received credit for time already served. In July of last year, Caballero and Alyssa Alvarez were arrested after engaging in public activity on Bradenton Beach. Hmm. The act was witnessed by somebody with a video camera. The resulting video became something of an internet sensation. Jose's co-conspirator, Alyssa, was sentenced to time served and a $300 fine in her role for the crime. Now, on a personal note, as someone who grew up in the state of Florida, this seems a bit unfair and a bit unbalanced as part of the punishment for this, because anybody who's ever done this knows that the worst punishment for sex on the beach, sand in your pants. And that, my friends, is the news.
This is Reach Radio in South Florida on 1230 WBZT and everywhere in America on iHeartRadio.
All right, it's time to hammer the scammer because they're out there. We must be aware. This week's segment is brought to you by Bob Evans Restaurants. They treat strangers like friends and friends like family. Let's check in with our show producer and find out exactly. You had some military scams?
I do, but I wanted to give everyone the three tips of the day to avoid a scam.
All right.
Don't ever give out your personal information on the phone or in an email unless you are certain to whom you are speaking. Mm-hmm. Never open an email attachment from someone you don't know. You get an email, it says, click here for a real cool thing.
A free
Forget
gift.
It.
A free a gift.
A free gift, whatever. Don't open it. And don't click on the link in said email from someone you don't know. You're getting emails, hundreds a day. Find a lot of them from people you don't know. Lots will ask you, click here. Don't do it.
Don't do it.
You are opening up your computer to identity theft, to scams, et cetera, et cetera. Don't do it. They're strangers. We don't want to know them.
I know you had some military scams.
I do.
But we have a caller right now who has a different kind of a scam, and it's turning out that this might be a pretty popular scam. We have Bob from Margate on the line. Bob, are you there?
I'm here.
Hey.
Hi, Bob.
You got a phone call from someone. Tell us the story about your scam.
Yeah, I got a phone call from a guy saying that I was going to be served Friday with papers that I was being summoned to court for a past debt. They gave me a phone number to call. I contacted the number with the contact person. They said, "Oh, I'm looking at your credit report, and you owe X amount of money to this company. And if you know, you could pay right now over the phone with a credit card, no interest." I said, "Ooh, let me contact my lawyer first."
Red flag, red flag.
So I hung up. I did my due diligence, did some research, found out the company was completely bogus.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't who they were. They wouldn't give me a business license, no email address, no web, no nothing, no manager.
Wow.
So I called my local clerk of court, and this is a big thing. You can call your local clerk of court, and they will tell you if someone has summoned you to small claims court.
Nice.
And they said, no, sir, they have nothing on you from the beginning of January 1st, 2015 to the current day I called.
But they told you that they were serving papers on you, correct?
Yes, they said Friday morning someone would serve papers. Well, it's now Saturday, and I haven't gotten any.
And, Bob, let me ask you something. They gave you a phone number to call, correct?
Yes, and I still have the phone number.
Well, that kind of sucks you in when they give you a number. Oh, yes, we're legitimate. Here's our phone number. Call us back if you don't believe it.
Well, yep.
You know what, Rick? Bob did a little more research and Googled the phone number. Tell us about that, Bob.
I Googled the phone number. It ends up being a permanently closed taxi company. Then it was licensed to another lady in another part of California, and then licensed to this, and then it was a runaround. So, you know, don't believe everything. Go home. Check your credit. If it's there, it's there. Take care of it another way. Contact the actual creditor themselves.
Wow. Bob, you sound like you did your due diligence.
I guess so. Bob, thanks for calling in and letting us know. Anytime you get a call like that, somebody is giving you information, we're going to sue you, we're going to take you to court, it's easy to track that back and find out.
Right.
Yes, with the internet today, it was very easy to do a lot of my own research.
Wow.
I think the coolest part was that you called the
clerk
of the court.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yep, at my local county, I called the clerk, and they said, no one's taking you to court, you're okay.
Wow.
Isn't that something?
Good job, Bob.
You see all the scams that are out there, folks?
Yeah. And they're everywhere. Thank you for calling, and congratulations for scamming the scammer.
Yes,
that's right. That's what he did.
One me, zero them.
There you go. Yeah, listen to the Reach Radio show, folks, and this is where all the scammers are exposed.
That's it.
Bob, thanks a lot for taking your time calling in, and we appreciate that.
Thank you. Guys have a great day.
Thanks. Yeah,
thanks.
That was great.
Yep.
Wow. Here's a... is something really almost tragic. Military scams that target our incredible servicemen and women are among the most despicable. But now, the military cause is also used as a cover for scams aimed at the public, notably with crooks posing as lonely heart vets on dating sites. Pretending to be a member of the armed services is a simple and clever way of building up victims' trust, as they did with Bob on the phone just
now. Right.
Here's our phone number. Call us back. Most recently, we've seen several cases of bogus soldiers posting online ads for cars. Pretending to be on active military service provides an ideal excuse for claiming that payment is urgently needed. I'm being deployed. I need the money. Please buy my car. They'll persuade victims to wire cash for cars that don't exist. Can you imagine? A scam that pretends to be part of a military program called Military Smart is costing victims hundreds or even thousands of dollars through bogus car sales. You get a call like that or an email like that, we want to help this vet, let's send the money. Don't do it. Check it out more carefully. The auto is offered at a bargain price. The seller asks for payment in advance. Always a red flag.
Red flag.
The crooks claim Military Smart will act as a third party, effectively an escrow, holding funds until the buyer receives the car. But it's all a sham. The victim wires the money to the supposed escrow service. It goes straight into the scammer's pocket, and that's the last you'll hear or see of your money. No car, by the way.
It's hard to believe that they would pick on the military. One of the hardest people to deal with, if you think about it.
Yep.
I mean, these guys got guns.
Yeah.
you're gonna mess around with somebody in the military, they may come for you.
You may remember until about 6 months ago, we did this story on this show, that it was not illegal to impersonate a veteran. It is now.
Yes.
They passed it in the Florida legislature, and what it was aimed at was these guys who stand on the side of the road, panhandlers, many of whom are making quite a bit of money, saying, you know, I served in Iraq, please help me, or I served in Afghanistan, please help me. And 99% of them had no idea about anything about the military, and they were impersonating soldiers sailors.
That's wrong.
It's you can't get more wrong than that. And luckily now that's against the law, but that's outrageous that people victimize people to serve
or
their country.
You know, just the fact, you know, because of the circumstance, you're right. Oh, you know, I'm being deployed, and I really got to go, and I really wanted to sell the car for $3,000, but you know what? If you got $1,000, it's yours. Just send the money.
Send the money. Send the money.
Yeah, so that's
some of these scammers are pretty smart, and if they would just apply that intelligence to something legal, mm-hmm. they'd probably be rich instead of jailed.
Yeah, we went through that. We went through that before. I personally did a news story on a guy that scammed a bank for like $50 million, and he was a genius at banking regulations and rules.
That.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked him point blank. I said, "You're a genius when it comes to all these rules. Why don't you just do it legit?" And his answer was, "It just wouldn't be as much fun."
Ooh, watch out. Hey, you might have seen reports recently about millions of cars being recalled because of concerns about Takata airbags. Takata airbags.
Oh, that's a
manufacturer. The brand name, yes.
Okay.
This has prompted, guess who, the scammers, to pose as auto dealer engineers visiting homes supposedly to replace the parts and charging up to $1,500 for the work, which they may or may not do.
Right.
If you're affected with a faulty airbag or you're contacted about your airbags in your cars, call a dealer. Replacement is free, though there could be other charges in terms of getting them installed correctly.
Right, but don't ever let anyone come to your home and say, I'm here to fix your airbag.
They're not going to call you. You're going to have to do your own due diligence,
that's
as
right.
our caller Bob said.
So you tell your dealer that you have a Takata airbag.
Right, that's correct. I believe it's Takata. Steve,
if they came to my house and said, "We'd like to fix your airbag," I'd say, "My wife's not here
right now. You are bad news. We have hammered the scammer this week. We've got a lot more. We could do a whole show on scamming.
We just about could.
They're everywhere.
You know what? We just don't have any more time.
Check scambusters.org, and you can learn a lot. Scambusters.org, and stay tuned because Reach Radio will give you more. Really soon.
All right. Well, we'd like to thank you for joining us every Saturday. Your company is appreciated. And a 10-gallon hat tip to the U.S. Marines. On this day in 1798, the United States Marine Corps was reestablished. Didn't know that they went away, but they had been disbanded after the American Revolutionary War. Also, you're encouraged to check out our show website at www.reachradioshow.com. Listen to this week's show or past shows if you want. And you can also check out the Spotlight Home of the Week.
Our house is a very, very, very fine house.
Okay, it's time to get into Our House. This week's segment is brought to you by ReachForHousing.org, your HUD-approved housing counseling agency. Joining us on the phone right now is Carlton Thompson. He's our resident pest control freak, here with some helpful tips that may keep your lawn spring green this summer season, or mucho verde, as they say in Espanol there. Carlton, welcome to the Reach Radio Show again.
Good afternoon. How you doing now?
Oh, always glad to hear your voice. So what's going on? We have the summer heat, and I was reading a big article on JohnDeereLandscapes.com, the place to go for all the chemical needs and everything, and they were saying that the summer heat can take your green grass and fade it.
Well, yeah, usually you're in a catch-22. You're getting some nitrogen out of the sky. And you don't want a whole lot of growth, so you don't want to fertilize, but try to just put something on there that's going to have a lot of iron in it. Iron will green it up, but it won't cause excessive growth.
Hmm.
That would be an easy way around getting a yellow lawn.
Well, isn't now summertime? That's when grass grows. Wintertime, it doesn't. So now you got a thriving yard full of grass, and it's starting to turn yellow. Is that a fertilizer thing, or is that some other chemical? What do we put on our grass?
Well, there could be a number of things. It could be some insects chewing down in the roots, so they're not able to take up everything they need. It could be excessive rainfall. So it could be a couple different things.
Excessive. So I guess you could overwater the lawn. I've heard that before, right? It's not a good
idea.
Well,
in the sandy soils, yeah, you can just kind of percolate everything out of there.
Mm-hmm. All right, so what do I need to do? Get some green spray paint and make sure that my lawn stays green? Or what do we need to put on it to keep a nice green lawn over the summer months?
Well, you can get dye. They do make dye for those who goof.
Are you serious? Really?
A dye and or paint. They actually have a paint.
No.
I've painted strips on golf courses before.
No. Oh, so, wow. We talked about showboating your home and getting ready for sale. You could go buy some green. it's not paint, but it's a green dye or something?
It's got pigments in it, so it sticks around for a little while.
Wow.
Eventually, you'll end up mowing it off, so.
Oh, well, of course. But what a way to make your house look a little bit better if you want to sell it. Nothing beats a nice green lawn.
Yeah, but this time of year when you're getting yellowing, focus more on some of the micronutrients, not the nitrogen. We've got plenty of nitrogen going into the aquifer. We talked about that a few weeks ago.
Right.
And, you know, so don't just keep dumping more and more nitrogen on there. That's not what we need to do. With the summer rains, actually, there's some nitrogen collected out of the atmosphere on the way down. So that should take care of that. And plus, it's going to cause excessive growth, and you don't want to be out there 3 days a week mowing when you're already complaining about doing it once a week.
Exactly. Now, you apply this. Is that the hose through the bottle thing there? Or how is that applied?
Well, there's different forms you can buy, and, you know, you got to see just how into taking care of the lawn you are with the tools that you have, and there's liquid ways of applying it, and there's granular ways of applying it, so
oh.
Got to find out what's going to work best for you.
It sounds to me like the best advice is to take a trip over to JohnDeereLandscapes.com and see what they say about it. And that way, you know, we have a lot of new homeowners that listen to the show, and they come through us, and they want to have a nice lawn, and they want to make a presentable house. We got guys like our loyal listener Lloyd. He is in love with his house, and he can't. I mean, he said he sits in the corner and just looks. He can't believe how cool it is to have his own place. So, you know, he's going to want to keep his yard certainly in good shape. So that's how we do it. All right. Well, Carlton, we appreciate you calling in, and we know where to go, JohnDeereLandscapes.com. You are our resident pest control freak. We keep you around because you're so cool. How's that?
All right, thanks.
All right, buddy. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Well, when we return, you need a home? We have some, and most of them are affordable. Interest rates are still low. If the deal sounds too good to be true, then take one more step and make sure by calling 855-48-REACH.
No home, I know no place to roam. Ain't got no home, I know no place to roam. I'm a lonely boy.
Making home affordable, MHA can help you. Do you know your options? REACH is ready to help to make your home affordable. You may be able to lower your payment. You may be unemployed and need help. You may owe more on your house than it's worth. Or your home is no longer affordable and you want a way out. Get real help today and real answers. Contact REACH, your HUD-approved housing counselor, and learn more about Making Home Affordable, MHA, and how you can be helped. Email REACH at housing@reachforhousing.org. REACH, the number 4, housing.org. Our phone number is 855-48-REACH. MHA, let's make your home affordable today. Don't miss out. Reach out. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach the number 4, housing.org. Call REACH at 855-48-REACH. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam. Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam.
Welcome back to REACH Radio. I'm still Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy, here with a little message for future homeowners. If you're planning to use FHA, HUD, or other government assistance programs, you must complete selected HUD-approved training workshops in order to qualify for HUD assistance and receive big discounts from the banks and other approved lenders. Call REACH counselors today and start the journey to home ownership. And if you're a vet, you better think twice, because some of those benefits that you think you didn't have may still be there. You have to call and find out. The toll-free number for REACH, 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. REACH also offers a comprehensive credit management workshop that teaches you how to deal with real credit issues, getting you back on a sound credit track. REACH also provides free foreclosure and modification counseling, free of charge, no charge. All you have to do is call, folks. Our trained counselors deal with mortgage and finance companies every day. REACH counselors know what the banks need before they ask. That's because we work with the government agencies that make the rules. Remember a couple of shows ago we had Simone Griffin on from Washington, D.C.? They're the ones that make the rules, so we're in contact with them every single day. Call our trained counselors right now and find out if you qualify for the many government assistance programs available to you. Toll-free number for REACH, 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. All classes are taught in English, Spanish, and Creole. Remember to press 0 for the operator. Don't miss out. reach out. And that brings us right up to this week's Spotlight Home of the Week, brought to you by Pat Tracy and Associates. Their phone number, 561-351-8000, 561-351-8000. Good news, everyone. Reach Properties are online and doing fine. This is the smart way to shop. Remember, we just talked about Lloyd, that's where he learned about it. He went to our Spotlight Home of the Week, found the home that he wanted, made the phone call to Reach. Actually, he knew exactly what to do. He called Pat Tracy, and she got him well taken care of, and he's a happy camper. Hi, Lloyd. I know you're listening, and he always does. It's great. All property listings are on the website, and now you can see which one is right for you. Take a look right now. Go to reachforhousing.org. That's reach, the number 4, housing.org, and click on the property listings tab in the blue menu bar. There's a search box on the right side of the screen that allows you to search for properties based on price, location, or number of bedrooms if you want. It's safe and easy to use. Just type www.reachforhousing.org. That's reach, the number 4, housing.org. And when your browser has safely landed, click on the property listings menu bar and take a look. And that would be this week's Spotlight Home of the Week, brought to you by Pat Tracy and Associates. Pat reminds you that home ownership is within your reach. So reach for the dream in 2015 and become a homeowner. Call Pat Tracy right now, 561-351-8000.
Steve Cody, mm-hmm. As we know.
I know Steve.
He's right here.
Hi,
still
Steve.
Here.
Hello.
Hi. Tell us about the Delray Spotlight Home.
Oh, well, it's gone, so it's kind of pointless. Last week we were sitting here talking before the show, and they said, you got any new homes? And I went, yeah, there's one that's almost done. Well, it was done, and gone. Less than half a day later, it was gone.
So it was almost a spotlight home.
Almost.
We never got a chance to talk about it.
It was a flashlight home.
Okay.
By the way, if you guys don't mind, I want to remind everybody that a week from tomorrow is the first time home buyers class at the Palm Beach Gardens Reach. So this is something you really need to take advantage of. You not only will you learn a lot, but having completed this course makes you eligible for a bunch of government programs. It costs $49. It's a Sunday, so probably you don't have to work that day. I would strongly recommend that you call 800-48-REACH or go to the website reachforhousing.org and learn about the first-time home buyers class workshop, because it's well worth doing.
And you know that also includes food and beverages.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's 6 hours. That's a long time to... Mm-hmm.
It goes by real fast, though.
I know, and it's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. It's a no-brainer, is what they say in the business there. But
mm-hmm.
There's only a few homes on the website right now.
There's only like 4 or 5. Yeah, I mean, they're going fast.
Yeah, exactly. So look, if you're looking for a home, folks, you got to get there now. My friends up in North Carolina say you got to do it before it gets gone. I don't know exactly what that means, but I would say reachforhousing.org and press on that little property listings bar up there. All right, that will be all the time left to us today. We thank you for spending your Saturday afternoon with us. We'd like to thank our guest for stopping by. She was great, of course. And a special shout out to all future home buyers. Don't miss out. Reach out. And attention, realtors, if you missed our last red carpet realtor event, remember the next one coming up this July 30th. New programs, new opportunity. Again, check out our show website at reachradioshow.com. That's where all the Reach Radio Show archives are stored. See you next week, live from 12 to 1.
Ain't got no home. I know phase is wrong. I'm a lonely boy. I ain't got a home.